Hi, my name is Claude Rémiard. I'm a group program manager for the release management team. First, I'm going to introduce the key concept in release manager, or RM, and then we'll see how to implement a release pipeline with RM. As a development team, you want to be able to deliver continuous flow value to your users. Often what happens is that on the development side, we work with a faster cadence coming from Agile, and then on operations where we have a lot of constraints, we are at a slower cadence in our ability to put things in production. And that will create a bottleneck through that difference in cadence. And that is often due to the fact that to go in production, we need to run a complex untested deployment procedure, which are often built with a lot of error-prone manual steps. And we have also in the process a number of approval steps that might be very lengthy before we get all the approvals to actually go to production. So RM goals is to automate the process to make it both faster and safer. RM does it in four main ways. First, it automates deployment directly from TFS or the source control to the environment, including production. Part of the deployment procedure may include things like taking a backup of the environment, generating test data, starting servers on Azure, or executing automated tests. Basically, anything you need to do so that you can start working and perform all the tests you need to do on a given stage. The second thing that RM does is to ensure that all the deployment are done the same way through all the environments. So the principle we have is to build once and deploy many times, which ensures that by the time we get to production, the deployment process itself has been tested over and over. The third key feature in RM is the ability to automate the approval process through all the environments, reducing delays and coordination issues to a minimum. Testers receive a notification when a new version is ready for them, and they come back to RM to either confirm that the application meets the stage requirements or stop the release for that specific version. Know that you can have as much or as little approval based on your automated testing coverage. Along the way, the fourth thing RM does is to provide a full tracking of everything that happens to a release, including logs, approvals, and so on. We are proud of the fact that RM is now available as a service on Visual Studio Online. The release client connects to the RM service on VSO to provide you with the same experience as with on-prem RM, without the need of installing an RM server. Whether on-prem or on VSO, let's see how we can configure the delivery pipeline with RM. One of the key concepts in RM is the release pad. The release pad allows you to define all the stages you need to go through to get to production. On a given stage, you can specify which environment you're using, on Azure or on-prem, and the number of approvers that are required for you to proceed to the next stage. These approvers can be a person or a group. You can have multiple approvers if you decide, or no approvers at all if you're using automated testings. One of the key concepts in RM is the release. Actually, when a build completes, it creates automatically a release in RM, or you can start your release manually. The goal of the release is really to capture all the information about that version of the code as it through the pipeline. It will capture all the steps we went through on every stage, the approvers, their comments, as well as any logs that were created while deployments were done on target servers. One of the key features in RM is to present all the changes that have happened to work items from the current release to the previous one that went to a specific environment, effectively providing the answer to what is new in that release. In RM, you can configure deployments for each of the environments using a variety of methods. In this case, we dragged and dropped the action to deploy using PowerShell and DSC that we configured using a specific desired state configuration file to perform our deployment. RM also allows us to actually pre-configure some of the variables that will be used in that script so that we can vary them from one environment to the other. That allows us the ability to preset each of these values for the environment and at release time for RM to use the right set of values, allowing to have only one script deployed to many environments. In RM, we can also configure deployment using Chef if we want to target Linux environments with some of your components. To summarize, RM provides faster release cycles, saves time and lower deployment costs, delivers consistent and robust releases, and supports compliance requirements. But more importantly, RM allows you to increase the flow of value delivered to your end users. If you want more information about RM, you can find information on the Visual Studio site, on the Visual Studio blog, or on Channel 9 where a number of videos are available. Thank you for watching.